on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The partner of the former EastEnders actress Cyan Blake has admitted killing her and their two children, according to his lawyer. Arthur Simpson Kent is charged with murdering his 43-year-old girlfriend and their sons in December. Their bodies were found in the garden of their home in Erith in January. Sky's Katie Spencer is outside the Old Bailey.
Mr. Simpson Kent, he was arrested in Ghana and extradited back here to the UK, where he was charged with murder. Today we heard that he does in fact admit the killings, but he is yet to enter a plea.
KMFM News.
The body of a man has been found in the River Stour in Canterbury. Emergency crews were called to North Lane around 6:30 this morning following the discovery in the water. Investigations are underway. The family of a woman who died in a double stabbing at a house in Canterbury say they're still in shock and are devastated by her death. Kieran's been reading through the statement for KMFM.
Well, 40-year-old Natasha Sadler and Simon Gorecki, who was 47, were discovered at a property on Dickens Avenue last month. The mum has been described as a lovely, beautiful girl who dearly loved her three boys. Her two sisters and brother are said to be heartbroken. A 53-year-old man has been charged with double murder.
KMFM News.
A former Labour MEP from Kent has been jailed for wrongly claiming thousands of pounds in expenses. A court heard how Peter Skinner spent cash intended for staff on things like a Land Rover and a honeymoon to the States and Hawaii. The 56-year-old from Recreation Avenue in Snodland has been sentenced to 4 years behind bars. A group of MPs says it has significant concerns about proposals to allow housing association tenants in England the chance to buy their home. 1.3 million people will be able to buy at a discount, prompting worries from the Public Accounts Committee about the impact on affordable housing. Its chair, Meg Hillier, is worried about the long-term knock-on costs of the loss of social housing.
What is not clear is exactly what will replace that council housing. So not only could you lose that council housing stock, but it won't be replaced necessarily with something at the same rent. It could be a higher rent or even a different tenure.
A disabled former serviceman is recovering after reportedly being attacked by a gang of up to 10 people in Greenhithe. Police were called to London Road after the 46-year-old from Dartford was apparently knocked over and kicked outside a McDonald's. It's said to have started after he had a minor collision with another car.
KMFM News.
A search is underway for a missing teenager who may have visited Bluewater and Medway. Chloe Carter was last seen at her home in Norfolk on the 17th of April. We've tweeted a picture of the 15-year-old via at KMFM News. And building work is getting underway later on a bereavement suite at Kent's biggest hospital for parents who've suffered a stillbirth. The facility at Medway Maritime in Gillingham will allow mums and dads to spend more time with their baby in private. It's being built in memory of Abigail Ward, who was stillborn at the hospital 7 years ago today. Her dad David set up Abigail's footsteps to help other parents.
I can't believe it's 7 years since we lost her. To have the legacy for her and to hopefully make life a little bit more bearable for other mums and dads in due course in her memory is massive, and a tough day for the family, but also a very positive day for the family, to be honest.
It's due to open in July.
KMFM Sports.
Football, and with just two games of the season left, the Gillingham managers told KMFM his side have to keep fighting for a playoff place. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, at the moment they sit seventh, just outside the playoff positions in League One, and face a trip away to second place Burton Albion this weekend. Here's boss Justin Edinburgh.
There's no way any of them are not giving the best they've got, and if that's not enough at the end of the season, then that's so be it. But, you know, right now we are still capable, it's still possible, and it's what we owe to each other and ourselves to make sure that it goes into the last game of the season.
Elsewhere, UEFA President Michel Platini goes to the Court of Arbitration for Sport today in an attempt to overturn his worldwide ban from football. He was given a 6-year suspension by FIFA after receiving a payment from former President Sepp Blatter in 2011. The pair deny wrongdoing, and Blatter may appear as a witness at the hearing in Switzerland. And the British cyclist Simon Yates has not been suspended as his team bid to clear a doctor's error which led to a positive drug test. Orica Green Edge has accepted responsibility for the positive sample for a substance used to relieve asthma symptoms. The sports governing body says Yates won't be provisionally banned due to the nature of the drug involved.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.